This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you very much. Sébastien Bachelet speaking. Good morning, good afternoon, good whatever night for everybody to participate to this meeting. It's a meeting we have postponed two times, and I am happy to go to this 17th meeting. We are the 6th of March, and it's the ICANN Ombuds Office sub-team on the CCWG Accountability Workstream 2. Do we have... we will take the roll call by the participant in the AC room. Do we have people just online and not on the AC room? Thank you. And if, as Yvette asked for, is the person name unavailable on the chat on the AC room, can identify herself, it will be great to know who is participating to this meeting, not because it's a closed meeting, but because it's always better to have the full list of participants. Thank you. Okay. I suggest the following agenda for this meeting. The roll call and welcome done. We will get a report from staff external review about ICANN Ombuds Office. Like to exchange with you on the possible roadmap and timeline with no preparation specifically from my side, but I think it's important to have some ideas. I hope that you get it. I am now wondering. I would like to discuss with you a draft document I sent two or three days ago with this new version about what I call campaigns, into brackets, offices, and then to discuss the next meeting. Any comment on the agenda? Okay, if not, we'll go through this agenda and starting by, we have still the same number of participants, supposed to be active, but as we can see, we are just a handful of them, and I don't know what to do with the other. If they were supposed to be active, it's not the case. That's a pity. Next meetings will be in Copenhagen, and we will discuss that also in a little bit later. And then I suggest that we go to the next item, and the next item is where we are where we are with the review of the office of the ICANN Ombudsman. And for that, I give the floor to Lars, just to be sure that not get it, I included in the presentation your slides, and you are just good to go through, I guess, and I give you the floor and the end on the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Sébastien. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, good.
That's great, thank you. Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, I guess. Lars Hoffman for the record. I bet you're putting up the other presentation, I think.
But I have put all in one.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, I was putting up version 2, so that way you have it all in one. There you go.
Absolutely.
I just realized version 1 was
on
both. My apologies.
No worries.
That's okay. No worries. Just a second to check. Asha, you are online. You want us to wait a second to be sure that you are online? Staff, can you check if she is? Because we have not so much people, and I really would
can
like to
be
sure
that she is. Can you just wait 1 minute?
We wait the time you tell us to go through. Go ahead, please.
Okay, that's fine now. Thank you. I'm in.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Asha. Okay, Lars, your turn. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Sebastian. This is Lars speaking. I'm here to give you an update on the assessment, on the procurement especially. We have contracted a reviewer, so I suppose that is good news. So I'm going to talk you through a little bit of what happened and who they are and what's going to happen moving forward. So just a reminder, I know that Vivek, my colleague from the Action Procurement Department, went through this with you, I think in September last year. So the bids that came in were independently assessed by several members of the ICANN organization. And then what we did is we conducted one-on-one interviews, were group interviews. There were several from us on the phone, and then the bidders. So with the three bidders that received the highest combined scores when we assessed the applications, and then we followed that up by checking the references of the top two bidders following the interviews, and then the decision we made at the very end, the last two candidates. I unfortunately can't tell you who the second candidate was, but one party had particularly good knowledge of how ICANN worked itself in a multi-stakeholder model, familiar with ICANN. And the others had a great experience with alternative dispute resolution, including ombudsman offices, and had conducted a lot of reviews of ombudsmen. The others had conducted no assessments or reviews of any ombudsman offices or had any direct experience with dispute resolution or alternative dispute resolution. And so that's kind of what tipped it for us, that we figured for the purpose of this assessment, it's really important to understand what an ombudsman requires and to have also some comparative experience from related but, you know, different offices. And so that's really what I think swayed us to go with this candidate. Just a little point here on the evaluation criteria that were applied when we made the selection that kind of came out with the, what I said, the highest scores, I suppose, of the assessment. And this is flexibility that they showed in the application, the financial value, and I'll come back to that in just a second, the proposed methodology that I brought forward, the understanding of the assessment, and then obviously, arguably, the most important one, the knowledge and the expertise that they bring to the table. And in each of these categories, just to kind of give you an idea how this works, each of these categories then had between 1 and up to 12 different subcategories where we would kind of assess this. The financial value only is really one category. There was no additional questions. In fact, you see at the bottom here that to kind of assure you that it's not about choosing the cheapest. It really how it's done is that we have a certain budget. Remember we talked about this. I don't want to bring this conversation back up because we had to redact this for obvious reasons. So no need to do this again. But we had a budget that we shared with you, and so anybody who was within that budget received the highest mark of financial value, whether they were spot on or half of it, or 10% of it, it didn't matter. There's no ranking, whether they're especially low or just within budget. Only if they go clearly over the budget are some marks taken out. And I think I will not be going too far ahead to let you know that none of the bids received were above the budget that we had. In this case, and then each of the categories, as I said, and then there's some questions to kind of, see what we're looking for, demonstrate understanding of not-for-profit organizations, suitability for engagement volunteers, and obviously here in this case also the knowledge of the Ombudsman Office. And so the company that we contracted is called Cameron Ralph LLC. They're based in Australia. They're a consulting firm that specialize in governance and performance, performance assurance and policies. As I said in the beginning, their expertise or experts in ombudsman schemes. They've reviewed, I think, 16 of them in Australia, New Zealand, and also Canada. A lot of public and non-for-profit organizations among them. They have assisted, ombudsman schemes, strengthening the quality of the assurance and also other processes. And there's a website here that you can go to. I can also copy and paste it in the. I'm not sure whether you can link from the. Oh yes, you can from the AC room. Go to the website. But if you type in Cameron Ralph into any browser, it'll come up with the website. This is the two consultants that will be conducting the review. They're Phil Curry and Deborah Russell. Phil is going to be the lead on this. On this assessment, he's also the principal of Cameron Ralph. He worked extensively with industry bodies, complaint handling schemes, and as you see here, that the former executive general manager of the Australian Security Investment Commission. And Deborah Russell has a legal background. She was the senior manager with Professor Coopers. She lectures at the law school and also has a strong legal and regulatory compliance background. Both of these have conducted these sort of reviews over the past, I think, 15 years together, so they're an established team as well. So the next steps in the assessment, both Phil and Deborah will travel to ICANN 58. I can tell you that this was a small miracle to happen, with the timing we had and having them in Australia. I'm sure Cheryl's on the phone. You probably didn't have your flight booked 2 days ago. It took some time, but they're going to be there. They won't stay for the entire meeting, but they arrive on Friday and they will leave late on Tuesday, so they're going to be there for most of the meeting. I suggested this here as a second bullet point. It's, obviously up to you, Sebastian, and the entire sub-team, whether you would like to have a phone conference with Cameron Ralph, with Phil and Deborah, maybe tomorrow, the day after. I'm just putting it out there. You can discuss this among yourselves. We can send a doodle as well if that would be helpful. The reason for that would be for you to kind of help identify, first of all, to get to know them, for them to give them a chance to introduce themselves to you rather than me talking about them. But also for you to give them feedback to them, what you expect from them during their time in Copenhagen, but also during the assessment. To maybe think about who they should talk to. I think it's very important that we get some feedback from you. As happy as I would be to direct them to various people, I don't think I or any of my colleagues really have the knowledge that you have dealing with issues for several months now, know the community and who they have to and should speak to. So I think that for that reason, a call would be useful. However, I appreciate it for reasons of time that's not possible. We can discuss many of this as well on the list, and I'd be very happy to send out a request for input to the group, maybe not later today, but first thing tomorrow. And I would also suggest that there would be a meeting between you, the sub-team, whoever among you is going to be in Copenhagen, and the two examiners. We'd also be very happy to facilitate that. We might be able to get a sign-up room. The meeting would most likely not be able to be recorded, but it could be, I think it would be a fruitful undertaking for you to meet with Deborah and Phil. And with that, I think that brings me to the end of this presentation. I'm looking forward to some questions. Asha,
thank you, Lars.
Sorry, Sebastian. If I just may quickly be, Asha, you raise your hand. I'll address you when you're on the phone. Okay. Please go ahead. Sebastian, over to you.
Okay, thank you, Lars. Cheryl, please go ahead.
Sebastian, mine's almost a piece of trivia, so just go to Asha first and come back to me.
Thank you very much. Asha, please, go ahead.
Yes, sir. Sorry, I'm in a very noisy environment, so I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, it's okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I have two questions, Lars. First of all, thank you for that great summary. Who will be paying for these two people to be coming to Copenhagen? I'm just wondering where the budget is from, and also which dates are they expected to be in Copenhagen? Thank you.
Absolutely. ICANN will pay for their travel. It was part of the budget, and it didn't break the allocated budget we had. And the date, as I just said, in fact, Friday to Tuesday, there's their arrival and the departure date. They had a non-negotiable
Friday
10th, I want to say. I have to look at my calendar. The Friday before the meeting starts. 10th, that is correct, until Tuesday 14th. They'll
be available for meetings.
Australia.
So they have meetings.
Monday and Tuesday.
Right. So they'll be available to meet with us after Friday, right? So Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
I have to, Asha, I'm going to be honest with you. Definitely Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and morning of Tuesday. They also might be available on Friday, but I'm not sure who of you is available. And I would have to check their arrival time. But they're ready to go when they come off the plane, according to themselves.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Asha. Thank you, Lars. Sebastian speaking. Cheryl, please go ahead.
Thank you, Sebastian. Cheryl Linton, all for the record. Just to let you all know, I've worked indirectly, I should almost say, against Cameron Ralph and Phil Currie in particular. that shouldn't bring you blood to chill. Let me see if I can make it clear. After I left the AUDA board, Cameron Ralph and Phil in particular were commissioned to do a report for AUDA, which is the CCTL, the operator for Australia. And I have very little problem at all with the extensive recommendations that they made, some 16 recommendations for board governance, etc. Some of the I's could have been dotted and some of the stuff could have been looked in more deeply, etc., etc. I have, however, spent the last 18 months of my life fighting tooth and nail, including with the government, against the implementation of some of what AUDA did based on what I think is a bastardisation of what Phil and his team wrote. So they are known to me. They may recognise me. It shouldn't be a problem, but whilst it isn't directly against their report, I am becoming a little bit of a problem for the existing board as a result of their report. Just thought I should come clean.
Thank you, Cheryl. And now I was trying to find out where I have already seen his name, and I was trying to, and I didn't check in the right direction, but I really think that it's a race, not for you, but it raised for me issues I don't know what to do, but I try to read some of the information about AUDA one few months ago when it was published or sometime after, and it raised some questions, and I don't know really what to do. But Asha, please go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Seb. So I have two questions. So what first is to Cheryl. Cheryl, I think I know what exactly you're referring to. Refresh my memory, please. Are you now, did the study that they do was mostly on governance, and there was nothing really specifically anything to do with an ombudsman function or office?
That is correct, Asha. yeah, Cheryl's record. That's correct. Remember, of course, that was exactly what they were asked to do, a report for the Governance Committee on the AEDA board and putting some recommendations forward regarding AUDA and how in particular its governance should be managed. And as I say, I have very little problem with the report other than I could perhaps suggest some of it is a little boilerplate. And some of it pointed out things that surprisingly enough had certainly already been done while I was on the board. But that's not a criticism, that just happens when you're working with consultants. I have no direct work history with them from Ombudsman's records, but I'm sure I could certainly ask our banking Ombudsman, who was on the board of AEDA when this report was done, and I suspect it may very well have been, you know, because of the, his Ombuds history. He would have certainly raised an issue if it was a an issue to raise. So I don't have any problem with the company at all, but I just want to let you know that, you know, I am known to them.
Yes, thanks. So my second question is really, my concern is more about their expertise in terms of reviewing the ombuds function. So I know, you, Lars, you had a slide on that. Could we go back to that one, please? And for whoever is typing the notes, it should be the outer board, which is small letter A, small letter U, and big letter D, big letter A. Right. So when you say that they reviewed 16 schemes located in these countries, were they all ombudsman schemes, please?
Yes, absolutely, Asha. There's 16 ombudsman schemes. Yes.
Okay. And nothing for technology. Okay, there's telecoms in there. That's good enough. All right, that's good. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Oh, sorry, one more question. I'm not sure, Lars, if you're allowed to share this, but are you allowed to tell us how much this is, how much this is costing?
So I definitely am not able to share this on the call for sure, Asha. And I'm going to be honest with you. Are you going to be in Copenhagen?
Yes, of course. I'm on the board.
Okay. I will tap you on the shoulder and find out whether I can tell you or not, and then let you and other people of the group know as well. My gut feeling is that we can't share this,
yes.
If we can, we will.
Yes, please do check if you can share it, because I think I would like everyone to know in terms of transparency, for the sake of transparency.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what I can.
But I will. But whatever you're allowed
yes,
to, whatever you're allowed to do within the confines. So thank you.
We will share whatever we can share 100%, and I will investigate.
Wait. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much, Asha. The question raised by Cheryl. It's Sebastian Bachelet speaking. Make me to ask you this question. Did you, to choose the team who chose the bidder, did you know about their role in the AEDA work and the review they have done for them as they released that information to you?
Sebastian, I'm going to be honest with you. I would have to look at the application detail. They are long applications, and they listed a lot of jobs and tasks that they did, and so they might have done, but I don't want to commit to this, so I'm going to say I'll get back to you, and I can write that certainly on the list as soon as I have the information. They might very well have done. They talked extensively about their work as well with ombudsman schemes in Australia, but I have to check that.
Because I think it would be very important to know what they have done in the arena of ICANN responsibility, even if IUDA is running CCTLD and not directly under the decision for the CCTLD of ICANN, but they are participating and it's great me some trouble here, but I don't think I can change anything on that. And do we have other question or comments on that? If not, let's go. And once again, thank you very much, Asha, for your question, and Cheryl for your inputs. Very important. And I hope that it will not create any distortion, because you are, Cheryl, amongst other one of the important people that they need to talk with, because you have some experience dealing with the ICANN boots, not only the current one, but the previous one, and in different roles you have done. And I really was thinking that one of the main person to be meet with and discuss with was you, and I really hope that it will not create any difficulties. Okay. Thank you very much. Lars, are you staying with us up to the end of the meeting, or you will drop after we go to the next item?
Well, I was going to drop, I'm going to be honest here with you. It's 10:30 on Sunday, so I was hoping to enjoy a bit more of the weekend. If you want me to stay on, I'd be happy to stay on as well.
No, it just, I think, because...
Sorry about that. I was going to say, the only thing I think would be good, if you could maybe ask the groupie in the room whether we should try to doodle a call maybe on Tuesday early morning Australia time.
And in UTC, what does it mean?
That's a good question.
Anything between 19:20 or 2100 UTC. That's 4 a.m., 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m. If you go to 2200, it's 8 a.m., all of which is perfectly reasonable in Australia.
Okay. Thank you very much. Asha, you had your hand raised. Do you want to take the floor before we go to this question?
Hello?
Yes, sorry, go ahead. We can hear you now.
Okay. Yes, thanks. So I just wanted to ask before Lars leaves us about a little bit about the schedule. I don't know whether if you can just remind us all of the schedule again, that would be really helpful.
It's the next slide, but yes.
Actually, I didn't hear that. You want the next slide? Next steps, this?
No, she wanted to discuss this issue here about what is the timeline and if we are still where we are with the timeline. It was a next topic on our agenda, and I think it's important to have your inputs here and what they tell you about when they will fully deliver a report.
Yes. Do you want me to answer that, Sebastian?
Yes, please, Lars. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. So, we are still, I'm going to say within the boundaries of the timeline. I think I can share with you that all of the bidders, including Cameron Rove, expressed that the original timeline, as you also expressed, and we fully acknowledged, was very tight, let's say. And there's not a lot of time for this review, so it fits in with the rest of the Workstream 2 work, obviously, was the reason here. But we are aware that, obviously, the review might have to go on longer, for a variety of reasons. They might have to spend more time. Work stream 2 might get extended, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot of externalities. So we did raise that with all the candidates during the interviews, whether they would be able to be flexible to work longer on this project if the need occurs, and whether they have the bandwidth. And Cameron Ralph, as all the others did as well, in all fairness, agreed to this. So while they think the timeline is tight, they think it is doable, but if more time is needed, they have more time available.
Thank you, Lars. I don't understand what you meant by the last sentence. If more time is needed, then more, because more time would be made available to them. Could you elaborate, please?
Actually, I'm so sorry. My headphones just gave in. I did not hear your question.
I'm concerned. Okay, no worries, Lars. I'll repeat. I would like you to elaborate on the last bit of what you just said earlier, which is that more time would be made available to them if that was be needed, because I'm very concerned about the timing of this and when we will finish. In terms of extension of Workstream 2 work, I think that that is not a given, so it really needs to go to the SOs and ACs to see whether this will be to see their perspectives on that. So I'm aware of the fact that this work group has is a bit slower than the other work groups in terms of completion date. So that's why I was wanted to check with you what you meant by if more time would be made available to them if needed. So could you elaborate on that, please, Lars?
Actually, thank you. Yes, in fact, I not only elaborate, but thank you for, I was clear, not very precise, for kind of correct myself, I think. So it is not for them to ask for more time. So we said they have the time frame, the date. I don't know. I think it was around the 20th of April. I would have to look this up. I'm sorry. But definitely, you know, submitting the report in April, as you can see on this roadmap. They agreed to that timeline. What we said is that when they come to mid and late April, and by that time, for reasons, as you quite rightly point out, I understand that Workstream 2 may be extended. This is an issue beyond certainly my realm of work, but also beyond this group. That might have implications on the assessment, just because other things might come up, things might get delayed, et cetera, et cetera. So if for any external reason to this assessment there is more time required, they would have the bandwidth. It's not about them demanding more time. That's not what this is about. So the timeline, as we see it here, stands. We're committed to that. What we have assured is that if there needs to be more time, there is the flexibility on their end to do that. What we didn't want to have is that, you know, in late April, they have a giant client coming up that will take 100% of their time for the next 6 months, and then they can't spend any more time on this if need be, and that is not the case. I hope that made it clear.
Yes, thank you, Lars.
Okay, thank you very much, Asha. And Lars, I know that it's an ongoing discussion within the plenary workstream too, but my feeling is that we need a good review. Timing is important, but if they don't have enough time, I want to be sure that they cut the time. They need not 3 years, but I think really this 1.5 months, even less now, it's very, very short, including travel to Copenhagen and some knowledge about the situation of ICANN. And ICANN, it's not a trivial organization, and the time to understand, even if it's one specific topics, the Ombuds Office may be tricky. Then, I think we need to have this discussion with them and with a full group. I don't see how we will be able to stay with the current timeline for WorldStream 2, and it will be a discussion in Copenhagen. Thank you. And now I suggest that we send a doodle with a different possibility to meet with them, starting by, as Asha asked, 10 a.m. Australia, and to see at what time people could be available, I don't know, in the next...
Or 11 a.m. Sorry, I made a mistake with the calculation. If 11 a.m. would be possible, that would be great, but of course it depends on everyone else.
Yeah, but let's start with 10 a.m. You will say that you can't, and 10 a.m. Australia time, then it will be late for Europe, as it will be middle of the night, but in the same time, for my personal timing, I will be traveling by car on the night of the my Tuesday 7, then I am okay with very late. I will be arriving in Paris at that time, and it's okay. Can we try to have different possibility schedule? I know that people will start to travel, and it will be tricky. But staff, can you send us a doodle with different possibilities, and we will see which one we can pick up with more people participating, and I understand that not all will be able to. The second point, it's if we come back here, it's do we need face-to-face meeting? I will say yes, and now we have to figure out when we can do it. I think on Friday will be difficult, as we have a full day of meeting with the CCWG, WorldStream 2, and they will just be arriving. But we can try to find out a time in Saturday. I will work with staff to find out what could be the good timing, and maybe send also a doodle or to find out when it will be the best solution for all to be able to participate, as we have also to be sure that we have a room for that. I know that I am sure that Herb will be able to give us or own us is a room for a short meeting, as I hope that he will be participating also to this face-to-face meeting. Okay. You have, I don't know which was the first one, but I will ask Asha first and then Lars. Go ahead, Asha.
I think Lars was ahead of me. Please give Lars the floor.
Okay, go ahead, Lars.
Thank you, Asha. Thank you, Bastian. This is Lars for the record. I was just wondering whether I can, I just had a quick check back for times. I was just going to paste the time possibility in the, into the chat, and then my colleague reminded me that the calls for the WorldStream 2 are kind of picked for three different slots. And I was just wanting to inquire whether for this one meeting, if we can arrange something by the phone in the coming days, we could be go beyond these three slots as an exception to the rule, as it were, so we can have the doodle a little bit more diverse, let's say.
I definitely agree with you. If it's to stick with the timing within our three slot, then I will not be able to participate at 7 p.m. I will be driving, and I don't want to run a meeting in driving, and it's not fit with the possibility of others, and I really would like to have a doodle with not taking into account the specific three slots, and hopefully we will find a slot where there is a possibility to use this AC room, but I hope that it will be possible to be outside of the three allocated slots. Thank you. Asha, please.
Yes, thank you, Sebastian. So I wanted to go back to what these two consultants will be doing when they are in Copenhagen. Is there a schedule or a plan for them? Is the idea for them to attend ICANN meetings to understand better how we work, and then also meet with Herb and just to learn, what the current ombudsman function is all about? Or is there a formal plan for them? I'll tie this back to why I was asking about the cost, because I'm conscious of the fact that we should really make best use of the money for this project. So, and since we're paying for them to come all the way to Copenhagen, I just wanted to, figure out what are they doing and how we can best ensure the best use of money. Thank you.
Thank you,
Asha.
Do you mind if I reply, Sebastian?
Yes, go ahead.
Thank you. Asha, that's a very good point, and I'm glad you brought it up. And I think I can already give you a little bit of reassurance that actually Cameron Ralph has asked us from their end to provide us with a to-do list for Copenhagen. So we're certainly wanting to make the most of that time. It is indeed to do two things, to get to know ICANN a little bit better than they maybe do at the moment. But that's almost an added benefit. And the main goal is for them to meet in person with as many people as possible that they could talk to that have knowledge of both ICANN, but especially, obviously, how the Ombudsman Office works and what their relationship is with the organization, as well as with the community, obviously, and the wider world. We will, from our side, from the ICANN org side, we will point out to them people within the community, SOAC chairs, the usual suspects, really, that we think they may want to talk to, and then see whether that's possible. And then, as I said, we're really looking for your input. Obviously, they'll be meeting with Herb, and I'm not sure whether Chris will be at this meeting or any of the other previous ombudsmen. I think that also would be useful. And then we're really looking to you to also provide us with a few names and ideas who they could speak to from your end, who you think might be important. And then we will work with Cameron Ralph to set this up. Obviously, they don't know the community. They can't reach out to them as efficiently as we could. And so we will work with them very closely to make sure that their time is used as effectively as possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Lars. Sebastian speaking. Asha, you wanted to talk again? Okay. May I suggest that we, as a member of this group, start to provide a list of people they might meet, and I suggest that as an action item, you send to I don't know if it's good to the list. No, I don't think to the list. You send to me the five top people you want them to meet, and if you have five other you think it could be useful, also do that. If it's three and three, it's okay also. But I think. It will be interesting to have your inputs. Then it's an action item for us to do that as soon as possible, and I will compile all those names and send that to staff, or you can send to Lars also. I have no trouble with that. But it depends of if Lars agree with that and if you agree with that. Lars, you raise your hand and then you take it down. You want to add something?
Thank you, Sebastian. Yeah, I was typing, but speaking might be quicker. I was just going to say, I might also be happy. Well, I welcome that you reach out to me. It might be useful by a list, so you also know what other people have suggested, and you kind of don't suggest the same people others have. But yeah, you can email me directly. I'm wondering, Sebastian, whether you would like me to send out a quick note to the list, or whether you want to do that actually, as the chair might have more authority to ask those who weren't on the call and who might not be listening immediately, to ask them for some input for people to contact, and also maybe documents to study that people think that might be of importance.
I think my trouble is to send name of people and dropping name in a list on a public list. Not sure that it's the best way for people, because oh, you don't put my name, or you put my name and I disagree, or so on and so forth. And it's why I was wondering if we can't just send a note with yes inputs from if you have a specific document you want them to read, if you have some specific issue you want to raise, and to send to you and me the possible list of people they need to meet, and we will take that into account. That's my feeling, but if you think that we need to do that in another manner, I have no trouble. I will try to, if you agree with that, I will try to send a mail later today in my day, hoping that you will have it, and the other member of the group will get it. Okay, any other questions about the review? If there is no, I want to raise one, and I wanted to put that in any other business, but as Lars will leave, I just want to tell the group that I was a little bit disappointed not to be our group, or even subgroup of the subgroup, more involved in this to this choice. I am sure that some part of the evaluation could have been done with us, without jeopardizing anything on the process and on the fairness of the process. But it was done like that, and we have this with this result. I am sure that the involvement of some of us will have been helpful, but it was not the case. Now, let's go as we are today, but I hope that in the future there will be some way to involve other part of the community, not just staff or what CEO decide to call your organization, but others with possible inputs. I raised this issue by mail. Now it's where we are. Coach asked me what I wanted to do, and my answer was, let's go and do the work that we are supposed to do, because we have very short time. But I can't leave that without my comments on that. But thank you very much for the work, and I hope that this review will go smoothly and will give the results we need for ICANN. Okay. Thank you. Any other final comments on this specific issue? We have 8 minutes to be on the top of the hour. I'm not sure that we will be able to go through the other document I wanted to go, but that's life, and we will discuss that in the Copenhagen. And we discuss that. I will skip this part of the schedule to be because I would like to have some exchange with you with the calendar. As you know, the next meeting will be in Copenhagen, and then we will have to add a few meetings there with the reviewers. And I had a discussion with Bernie about the next meetings, and here you have the full list of what it's scheduled. One of the questions is, do we want to have a meeting, or can we have a meeting on the 20th of March, knowing that it's very, very short after the meeting? I have keep it in the schedule because of the review, and maybe it will be a good time to have an exchange after meeting with the reviewers. But if some of you feel that it's too early, we will take that in circle, knowing that 20th of March is just 1 month before they are supposed to give their report. It's why I keep that on the schedule. But if you really think that it will be difficult, just tell us or tell me, up to you. And yeah, that will be our next call. And as you as we discussed, we will try to set up a specific call with a reviewer Tuesday or Wednesday morning UTC time. We will set up a meeting with the reviewer in Copenhagen, hopefully on Saturday, taking into account the different time arrival of the different participants. And our next meeting is, for the moment, scheduled on the 20th of March. Okay, before, any comments, question? Any other business?
Nope.
Okay. I really think that starting a discussion for 4 minutes on the document I send, it's not a good use of time. It's a bit too short. Then I will not start with that. But if you have comments or questions, please really feel free either to the list or to me directly. It will be useful. We have still some work to be done, and I tried to put that in the document where I have some information of what was the link with the Ombuds Office or other activity that those subgroup wanted to be given to a complaints office, and but if you have some specific part of those work to be added in the document, just also feel free to give it to me or to the list. And we have still a very old document. We will need to go back one day, hopefully after Copenhagen, I will be able to restart some work on this document with you. With that, I guess if you have no other question, I will be happy to meet with the one who will be able to do the call with the reviewer on the Tuesday or Wednesday. Please, as soon as we get a doodle answer, and I will be happy to meet with you in Copenhagen for the one traveling. Safe travel for everybody. And for the other, I hope that you will be able to be online for some of our meetings. And with that, if there is no any other comments, I would like to call this meeting for a close and see you in Copenhagen. Thank you very much for your participation today. Goodbye.
Thank you, Sebastian. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sebastian. Good night. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.